sing about our necessary response to that great sacrifice that we have. So beginning that first section, we'll sing about our Lord Jesus. Jesus' name above all names. Now sing Savior and Friend. Sing about his sacrifice.
Lamb of God. Exalted. Savior.
Thank you.
If you have your Bibles and want to follow along, I'll be reading from Philippians 2, starting with verse 9. Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and do his good pleasure.
As we just finished singing songs about our Savior's sacrifice, the question still stands, how are we supposed to respond to his sacrifice? And so we'll sing In Christ Alone. Next song will be I'll Be a Friend to Jesus.
Yeah.
Next we'll sing, My Eyes Have Seen the Glory.
Song.
Every time. next song will be a servant song to make us like Christ, as Christ was a servant. This evening is "For You Have Promised."
The chorus
is going to pick up tempo as well.
Thank you.
want to start with one simple, irrefutable fact. We were dead. Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked." We were dead. We had no hope of life. We were slaves to sin. We had sold ourselves to the master of sin, the devil, to pursue our own sinful, selfish desires. Since we are slaves to sin, we must be paid our wages, and we see in Romans that our wages are death. We were as good as dead in our trespasses, so assuredly dead that Paul says that we were dead. And then the greatest phrase in the Bible to me, "But God has redeemed us." Down in verse 4 of Ephesians 2, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." He made us alive in Christ, through Christ. Christ was perfect. He was our perfect sacrifice, without blemish. Not only did he not sin, he was a willing sacrifice. He wasn't necessarily a sheep led to the slaughter. He was the sheep who gave himself to the slaughter for us. It was because he was perfect, because he was God, that he was able to redeem us and pay our price, our wages, for us so that we can live. In return, we must become dead to the trespasses in which we once walked. Matthew 6:24 says that we cannot serve two masters. Once we were dead in sin. Now we must become dead to sin. We have the opportunity of such a great salvation. But how do we obtain it? We have to go get it. Here's an example. If you win the Reader's Digest sweepstakes for $1 million tax-free, and all you had to do was get to New York City to claim it, wouldn't you do that? If all you had to do was get on a plane and get there, and you would get this gift, this free gift, wouldn't you do that? The letter of Paul to the Colossians emphasizes a lot on removing the old body of sin and death through circumcision of the Spirit. We can't do it alone. We aren't surgeons. God is the surgeon. We are the patient. God is willing to cleanse us of our old body of sin, to circumcise us through baptism, but we have to put ourselves on the operating table. We can't just sit around and hope for a magic cure to come and find us. We have to go and gain and obtain it and accept it. Salvation is our choice to accept. The gift of salvation is free to all who will receive it. In Isaiah 55, we read about the compassion of the Lord, and it's an invitation to an abundant life. I want to read the first couple of verses with you. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant." Why are we spending our time, our money, our energy, our love, these things that we have to give, why are we spending those on things that will not sustain us? on pleasures of this world that we should have died to and given up. We need to be spending our money on the bread that will sustain us, the bread of life, and spend it on the water that we can drink and never thirst again. If you're looking for that bread of life, why wouldn't you accept the magnificent and wonderful gift of grace that God has offered through His Son's sacrifice? If there's anything that we can help you with, whether it be a willingness to come, to be baptized, whether it be you need prayers of the congregation here, we pray that you'll come forward as we stand and sing.